Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go on a Tuesday live in Los Angeles. It is the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. What a pleasure to bring back our bon vivant, our international traveler, Joy Taylor. I walked in this morning. I didn't think Joy was in until tomorrow. It was a great present. So she just got back from Paris and said it was the most amazing time she's ever had. I watched you on Instagram. You were quite something, as the people in Paris were probably going, who's this beautiful girl who's taking pictures all over our city?
They were sick of me. They were sick of me. Bonjour, Colin.
So great.
It was a great time. It's the most beautiful city I've ever been to. Everything looks like a picture, which is why I took a lot of them. But yeah, it's really incredible.
All right. It's great to have you back.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
So what I'm about to say, nobody is going to like. So just get used to that. Fasten your seatbelt. I like Ja Morant. I think he's sensational. I think he's mesmerizing. I think he's fantastic for the league. I love watching him. The Grizzlies are now 18-2 without him. One blowout last night. Again. Oh, they're not just good without him. Their offensive net rating is by far the best in the league in the last 20 games. Way better than Phoenix. And their offensive net rating is unbelievable. He is not an MVP. And when you say that, oh, the pushback you get. He's great. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I love him. Most valuable player. Michael Jordan left his team in his prime. The Bulls don't go 18-2. LeBron left Cleveland. An hour later, it was a tire fire. He left Miami and Pat Riley. It smoldered for years. John Wall, Derrick Rose, Westbrook, Ja Morant. Do they elevate others? I always say this. If you voted on MVP in my house, it would be my wife. Because she elevates the kids. She elevates me. She elevates people, things beyond herself. I hear two things when people like me criticize Ja Morant. Colin, he's different. No, he's not. He's Derrick Rose. Don't tell me he's different. That is recency bias, and many of you, even in the media, are beholden to emotion. He is Derrick Rose. Small, spectacular, mesmerizing, amazing, a transformational talent. But I don't think he makes everybody better. I think Jokic does. I think Embiid does. I think Giannis does. Giannis is usually the best player on the floor on both ends. You guys have been telling me for years the future of point guard is Westbrook and John Wall and Derrick Rose. And I've been telling you, it's Chris Paul. Chris Paul goes to the Clippers. They're the worst franchise in the league. They get to the playoffs. He leaves. Has anybody seen Blake Griffin? APB. I haven't seen him in years. Oklahoma City was tanking. Chris Paul goes there. They get into the playoffs. Goes to Houston. If he doesn't get hurt, they beat Golden State, the dynasty. He goes to Phoenix with all these same players. They couldn't win games. He arrives to go to the finals. And this year, they're not only going to the finals, they're going to fly through the NBA playoffs. Most valuable player. You have to be something beyond yourself. So the first thing I always hear is, this is different. No, it's not. Derrick Rose took over the basketball world for 3 years until LeBron James, who makes people beyond himself great, said, step back, young son. It is still my league. The second thing I hear is, you can't punish Ja Morant because the team around is great. Who's punishing him? He's not being grounded by his parents. We're not taking away his parking spot. We're not reducing his salary. Nobody's punishing him. We're just unveiling the truth. Flashy point guards are running quarterbacks. Fans and media get obsessed by highlights. Watch the games. Flashy point guards and running quarterbacks. You know who's got 7 Super Bowl trophies? Brady. His highlights aren't that interesting. His highlights aren't that fascinating. Russell Wilson's got way better highlights. Right? Kyler Murray's got way better highlights. The shelf life for the running quarterback and the flashy point guard. You're not lasting 19, 20 years in this league like LeBron. The 5 best point guards I've ever seen in my life, and I've been watching this league since 1972 when I was sitting in a bunk bed, and I remember as a kid, Brent Musburger was doing the game. I swear to you, I think it was him. Maybe it wasn't, but it was Lakers and Blazers, and it was in Portland at the Rose Memorial Coliseum or whatever it was called. It's the first time I watched an NBA game. Back then, the Lakers center was, well, it was Wilt, but right after that, it was Elmore Smith. That's when I started watching the NBA. And the 5 best point guards I've ever seen, I won't even put them in order, are Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton, Chris Paul, and Steph Curry. 4 are the best passers I've ever seen, and 1 Steph Curry's the best shooter, and Ja Morant's neither. Now, that doesn't mean he can't develop into it. I said, I always felt he was a better Westbrook. I think he's more self-aware. I think he's a better shooter. But what he really is now, a couple years into the league, he's Derrick Rose. He's Derrick Rose. Who deserves credit for understanding after several injuries? You know what? Maybe I'm better off the bench, better mid-range shooter. Got to be. But don't keep telling me that Westbrook and Ja Morant and Derrick Rose and John Wall are going to change the league and that's the future of point guard. No. Just like a great quarterback, distribution, elevating others makes you MVP. And I love Ja Morant and I love Derrick Rose. But I kept saying during the fascinating Derrick Rose phenomenon, it's still LeBron's league because LeBron makes everybody else better. Chris Paul makes everybody else better. You understand the Phoenix Suns, all these guys were there and they couldn't win. They were bad. And then Chris Paul arrived and Chris Paul gives you 16 a game, but he's got leadership and he's barking and he's yelling and nobody cares about Chris Paul's highlights. They're boring. Tom Brady's highlights, they're boring. I mean, Matt Stafford looks one way, throws the other. That's better than every Brady highlight in every Super Bowl ever. In fact, Brady's best highlight was Julian Edelman's catch against Atlanta, and the best highlight in any Brady Super Bowl was the David Tyree catch from Eli Manning. None of them were Tom. It's the leadership, it's the distribution, it's the pre-snap. So they're 18-2. Nobody's punishing him. We're just unveiling a truth. Distribution matters a lot for quarterbacks. There is no proof the flashy point guard and the running quarterback win a lot of games in the postseason. Their highlights are amazing, and they do win, and they're worth big money. I'd pay Ja Morant. I think he's fascinating. But when you keep telling me something, and I keep seeing it over and over, and I've been arguing on this show for 10 years, Chris Paul is the best point guard in the NBA. That's how you do it. Chris Paul, and his highlights are boring. Sometimes he does dribble behind his back to himself, pulls up for a mid-ranger. That's nice, not vertical. You know, he's mostly a horizontal player who, like Brady, is good with a ball in his hands, distributes, has to bark at others, directs traffic. You know, getting older, kind of expensive. But if you keep telling me something and I keep seeing something else, it's not on me, it's on you. And I love the kid. But they're now 18-2 without him. He is valuable. He's not most valuable. I told you I wouldn't like it. I gave you a warning. I told you you weren't going to like it. All right. You may like this. So I've always looked at it this way. Like sometimes I would prefer, I own a little company, I would prefer never to fire anybody. I hope I never have to fire anybody. I currently have a little company. It's got about 22 employees. I never want to fire anybody. That's why when I hire people, I work very, very hard to hire the right people. But sometimes right in life, you have to fire people. So in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys essentially fired Amari Cooper. They're like, we're gonna get rid of him, right? But if you ever get fired and five different companies immediately are interested in hiring you, just know. You weren't the problem as an employee. They didn't get you. So Amari Cooper, Jerry Jones said yesterday, we made a decision that the allocation should be better spent. We could have spent our money much better ways than Amari Cooper. That's funny because five teams, we looked it up this morning, were interested in Amari Cooper. Yet, if you put Ezekiel Elliott on the market with that contract, you would not get a call. In fact, if you cut his contract in half, I'm not sure you'd get five suitors. You'd probably get one. So don't tell me Amari Cooper isn't valuable. Because essentially a trade in the NFL is, yeah, we're getting rid of you. We're firing you. We'll take some draft picks from college guys. We have no idea if they're going to make it. Cheap labor, cross our fingers. Five people, five GMs that we know of called and said, we want him. Okay, Dak being paid like an A quarterback is a B-plus quarterback, and Zeke's contracts, those are the issue. Don't blame Amari Cooper. We have history. We have numbers, Jerry. We have numbers on Dak with Amari and Dak without Amari Cooper. I have data. We can put it on the screen if you'd like. Dak ain't the same dude. Dak's passer rating plummets without Amari. Dak's completion percentage plummets. Points per game, almost 9 points a game less. I am here to defend Amari Cooper. I'm not here to bang on Dak. I mean, I understand paying him. Paid him more than I'd pay him, but I get that. But it's funny when the Cowboys say, we decided to allocate our money in other areas of the team. Well, if quarterbacks... success is important in this league. Let me think. Yeah, it is. I don't think it's a good move. I think the Dallas Cowboys fired the wrong guy. And just know in life, if you're ever fired and you get five calls within a week, it's their fault, not yours. Companies make mistakes. They fire people. Howard Stern got fired. All right. I mean, Mark Cuban, I think, got fired. Companies make mistakes all the time. I think Dallas did with Amari Cooper.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
I can't believe how aggressive. There's a story out this morning that Kansas City is going out to get another wide receiver since losing Tyreek Hill. They're going out to get another wide receiver. So, you know, they got a bunch of picks, and it cleared up some cap space. And Kansas City's got 12 picks. It's a good receiver draft, so I can assure you they're going to draft wide receivers. But so the new GM over the last couple of years in Denver is a really, really smart guy. His name is George Payton. He's in the same division, obviously, as Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And he was asked about, at the owners' meetings down in Florida, he was asked about the Chiefs in his division losing Tyreek Hill.
You know, until they trade the quarterback and the head coach, I'm probably not going to worry about that too much. But no, I mean, he's a great player. They still have a lot of really good weapons, as you know. They have one of the best coaches. They have one of the best quarterbacks. So they're obviously they've set the standard, and we have a long way to go.
That's why he went and got Russell Wilson. Remember this. Who won the Super Bowl? The L.A. Rams. The L.A. Rams that lost Robert Woods midseason, OBJ at half, and were on their third-string tight end. But what they didn't lose was Sean McVay and Matt Stafford, and they won the Super Bowl against a really good team. I love Davante Adams. Packers are 7-0 without him and 6-12-1 when Aaron Rodgers doesn't play. The Packers won't be as good without Davante Adams. They're a tire fire without Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady's last Super Bowl in New England didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver. Tyreek Hill is really fast. Kansas City's 4-2 without him. And look at what they have done. So they went and got Juju Smith-Schuster when they had Tyreek. He had 97 catches. A lot of you don't like him on social media. He's a little, you know, goofy. Not my cup of tea, but whatever. He had 97 catches 2 years ago. He's now a Chief. And he got 97 catches with an old quarterback, a bad O-line, and a defensive head coach. Andy Reid Mahomes, I don't know. Call me zany. I think it's going to work. They go get Marquise Valdez-Scantling. Well, he gets about 6 touchdowns a year for Green Bay. I think he can get 5 to 6 with Kansas City. They're going to draft receivers. They have Travis Kelce. This reminds me years ago, the Steelers had a receiver named Mike Wallace. He was considered the fastest guy in the league. Now, Tyreek's better than Mike Wallace, but Mike Wallace was hella good. He went to Miami. And Miami went 8-8 and 8-8 in his two best years in Miami. Then he disappeared. And Miami was still Miami. What did the Steelers do when they lost Mike Wallace? They drafted Marcus Wheaton and Le'Veon Bell, a great pass-catching running back. And within 1 year, they were back to being the Steelers. 10 wins, 11 wins, 11 wins, 10 wins. Yeah, because, you know, the Steelers are the Steelers. And the Dolphins are the Dolphins. So great organizations can replace speedy wide receiver talent. Poor organizations never capitalize on that speedy wide receiver talent. Miami with Mike Williams was 500, and within a year, Pittsburgh was with Marcus Wheaton and Le'Veon Bell was again considered an elite AFC team. Yes, wide receivers are more valuable than ever. And I do think Tyreek Hill's a good pickup for Miami. And I love how they've pivoted to an offensive team. But this league is built on elite quarterbacks and elite coaches, overwhelmingly in 2022, offensive head coaches. That's the league. Kansas City's going to be fine. And this morning there's a story. Marquise Valding, 12 draft picks, Travis Kelce, Juju Smith-Schuster. They're trying to sign another wide receiver. Great organizations historically, the Pittsburghs, the Kansas Cities, the Rams, if they lose OBJ, they'll replace speed. That owner, if he's bad, good luck replacing him.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours.
So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Last year, this free agency period's got everybody worked up. So last year, the best quarterback won every division in the NFL. Now, it's the first time I ever remember that happening, but we've always known, you know, I know, I'm not telling you something you don't know, having the best quarterback in a division helps a lot. And you can't have, my theory's always been, should you move off your quarterback? Well, as a front office, do we have the third or the fourth best quarterback in a division? You have to get a new quarterback. Now, you can have a bridge quarterback, like Pittsburgh has Mitch Trubisky. He's not Burrow. He's not Deshaun Watson. He's not Lamar Jackson. They're bridging it. That's fine. But, you know, when we make all these predictions, and I made mine last week, got some pushback. This morning I said, I'm just going to go division by division and rank the quarterbacks, not the teams. And you tell me if I just ranked quarterbacks per division, is it possible this is how it's going to end up looking? AFC East, Josh Allen, Tua, Mac Jones, and Zach Wilson. Tua Mac Jones is a coin flip. I've called Tua a left-handed Mac Jones. I think he's slightly better. Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. Now, Joe Burrow, I think, is the best quarterback in the division. I say this because I cannot unsee what I just saw, which is Burrow carry one of the worst offensive lines in football to within a minute of winning the league. In my entire life, if you have a bad offensive line, you can't even get to a Super Bowl. It's hard to get to a conference championship. Then I would say Deshaun, Lamar, very close, and then Mitch Trubisky. So if it ends Bengals, Browns, Ravens, Steelers. All right. Let's go to the next one, AFC South. Matt Ryan, Tannehill, Trevor Mills. That's actually my prediction, too, for that division. And then AFC West. Mahomes, Russell, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr. Again, they could all four make the playoffs. Derek Carr is the greatest fourth-best quarterback in a division in the history of the world. Would that shock you? So as I give you the AFC, the playoff teams would mostly be, you know, the Bills, the Bengals, the Colts, probably Kansas City, Denver, potentially Herbert. I don't know. Is that zany? All right, let's go to the NFC. Carson Wentz and Dak. Now it's a coin flip. I like Carson physically. I like Dak mentally. It's a coin flip. But if it went Washington, Dallas, Philly, Giants, Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, shocking. Again, I think Washington and Dallas are both going to be in that kind of 9-win category. Washington lost 4 games by 1 possession last year, and they were a mess at quarterback. All right, let's go to the NFC North. Aaron, Kirk Cousins, Justin Fields, Goff. Would that shock you? NFC South, Brady, Jameis, Marcus, Sam Darnold. Would that shock you? And then NFC West, I'm just doing this based on quarterback. I think Matthew's the best, Kyler Murray second, Trey Lance, Drew Lock. So as you look at those, are any of them outrageous? The hardest one is the AFC North because I don't know how long Deshaun Watson's going to play. I have no idea. So that one, for instance, I have Deshaun Watson as the second best quarterback. They'll probably be fourth because he'll get suspended for 8 to 10 games. But outside of that, if you just rank quarterbacks and you go to Vegas and you bet your future bets based on that, you'll probably win money. I mean, that's what the league's becoming. Used to be you could have the best running back and the best defense. Belichick now cannot win playoff games. The league, my friends, has changed.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
All right. This has been, and maybe it's because, you know, when the pandemic hit, the only sport that really truly was canceled was college basketball. And I think people missed it. And the ratings are at a 5-6 year high. I think it's been an incredible tournament. Just enough stories like St. Peter's, but yet the big blue bloods. And Ian O'Connor has written a book. He's been following Duke for several years, and he's been following them through the tournament. The book is called Coach K, The Rise and Reign of Mike Krzyzewski. I've read it. I've highly recommended it. It is fascinating. This is, of course, Coach K's final year. Ian O'Connor is now joining us live. All right, so one of the reasons I love the book, and I love any book you write, is because you're dogged research, and that, you know, Coach K has his critics, and he swears too much, and he's a lot of work. So you've now you've seen them 30 games this year, and I looked at them, you know, like everybody else, I watched them in the regular season, and I'm like, I don't know, it's not one of his better teams. Do you think he's surprised he's in the Final Four?
Yes. I don't think he would ever admit that, Colin, for public consumption. But just to see the look on his face after that Michigan State game, and even the way he expressed himself, I think he was flabbergasted. I think, again, he'd never admit this. I think he was surprised they won that game in the final 5 minutes, down five against a physical, albeit mediocre, Tom Izzo team. But Michigan State was a manhood challenge and test for that group, and they passed it with flying colors. And I think they shocked most people who had watched Duke this year, saw them struggle in endgame situations in Cameron,
yeah,
against Virginia and Miami and obviously North Carolina, then in Brooklyn against Virginia Tech. So they grew up all of a sudden, and that they needed that moment to sort of fuel them through the tournament. And it was in the nick of time, because I think most people sitting there were really shocked that they pulled that off.
Yeah, I mean, they played North Carolina. That was the last game at Cameron Indoor, and they got whacked. And there was that ugly coaches didn't shake hand thing. So, you know, you watch that and you think, man, this is a great story and a bad ending to a neat movie. What happened? Like what? I mean, you know, you're around Coach K. What happened in the last month since then?
I think just getting to practice after the ACC tournament final loss to Virginia Tech and just getting back to playing some defense. And listen, Coach K is one of the great adapters of all time.
Yeah.
He adapted and he actually played some zone in this tournament when his team needed it against Texas Tech. And then when his players wanted to switch back to man, he listened. He's actually a very good listener. I know in the Olympics when Jim Boeheim or D'Antoni had suggestions, he listened. When Boeheim said, hey, we can't cover Spain right now man-to-man, we have to go to zone, he would do it. So I think that's what you've seen. You've seen him listen to his players. He reconnected with them after the Virginia Tech loss in Brooklyn. And that week or 5 days or so of practice, I think, allowed them to get back to the fundamentals, particularly on the defensive end, and make this kind of run.
You know, in your book, you highlight something fascinating. So Krzyzewski had a losing record as the coach of Army when he took the Duke job. So, you know, he was not, you know, it's not like Alabama going and getting Nick Saban. Most of the fans overwhelmingly did not like the move. The other thing he faced, as you illustrate, is he entered an area of the country where Dean Smith was his neighbor and completely beloved. So it was the whole Dean Smith Coach K thing. He, even when he was winning early, he wasn't the gentleman Dean Smith. He was feisty Mike Krzyzewski. It's almost as if you detail about, they had like a bad argument in the 80s or something. Do you think he ever got over that, or is that fuel him that he wasn't the favored son, even in the own, you know, the zip code that he came to?
Right. The first time they ever faced each other, there was a tournament called the Big Four back in the day in the Greensboro Coliseum. And actually, at the end of the game, North Carolina won. And there were a couple of free throws that still had to be taken with a second left, or less than a second, really. But the game was decided. So Dean Smith walked down to shake Mike's hand. And Mike said, no, Dean, the game's not over. And Roy Williams was sitting there watching. And he said at first, wow, you can't as a young coach do that to a legend. But then he thought about it and he said, you know what? Mike was right. The game wasn't over. And this guy's going to be a problem we're going to have to deal with. And ultimately he was. But no, I don't think that ever went away, that thing with Dean that he felt. And listen, in year two, I have a scene in my book, Colin, where they lose at Princeton, Duke does. And an assistant coach, Bobby Dwyer, was looking for Coach K after the game, couldn't find him, walked down a hallway, opened some doors. And he opened one and there was Mike sitting alone crying. He thought already in year two he was losing his hold on a dream job. Then he loses at home to Wagner in year three. Meanwhile, Valvano is also winning a national title next door. So it's amazing that he survived those first few years. And the AD at the time, Tom Butters, who hired him out of Army with a 9-17 record, doubled down and gave him a contract extension, which seemed crazy. It turned out to be the best decision in the history of the sport.
You know, for most of my young years in this business, John Wooden was the standard, the pyramid of success. You know, Krzyzewski's got far more wins. Is what Krzyzewski's doing now as impressive as what Wooden did then?
I think more impressive. I do. I think Mike Krzyzewski is the greatest college basketball coach of all time. I think it's one in 1A. I would put Wooden as 1A. Lou Carnesecca, local for me, Hall of Famer. If you added all of his wins, 528 or so, on top of John Wooden's wins, it still wouldn't reach Mount Krzyzewski.
Wow.
You'd be about 12 short.
Wow.
So I think 530 some odd extra wins is a tiebreaker for me. I know a lot of people say, hey, 10-5 in national titles. It's hard to, or maybe it's 10-6 in a little bit here. It's hard to win that argument. But John Wooden had to win 4 games to win a national title. And Mike obviously has had to win 6. And there's so much more parity today in college basketball, Colin. And I just think Wooden had a monopoly on high school talent. Today, with the proliferation of cable TV, you see so many more Division I programs with access and visibility. And obviously the one-and-done era that Coach K had to adapt to and ultimately embrace. I think his record, again, when you look at the staggering amount of wins, over 1,200, I would put him slightly ahead of John Wooden.
You know, it's funny. I've watched him in this tournament, and he's a little more gentle with the officials. You know, as you well know, he is a legendary barker. You covered him years ago and found that out firsthand. He does have his critics. Are any of them ever right? What are they saying? Are any of them right?
Sure, of course. And I think I covered extensively his flaws and mistakes in the book. He's not good at ever apologizing. He is very sensitive to criticism. He likes to give out criticism, but he's not really good at fielding it. And I guess that's most human beings, right?
Right.
And so, and listen, I have people quoted in the book. Pete Gillen went on the record and said, as an offensive strategist, Mike is basically above average. Now, Gillen didn't say that, but what he did say, and he, of course, coached in Virginia, is when you coach against Mike, and he might be the best ever in terms of motivation, obviously a great defensive coach, but offensively, you never walk away and say, I need that set. I need that play. And just X's and O's, that really wasn't his strength, particularly on that side of the ball. But he was a Vince Lombardi-like motivator.
Yeah.
And he combined Belichickian preparation with Lombardi-esque emotion. And that's what made him the best ever.
By the way, when it's really interesting to think about this. His last game at Cameron Indoor, he not only loses, he loses big and he loses to his rival. Boy, I bet that was a bad 24 hours. You think it bothered him?
Oh, God, yeah. Of course it did. You saw his reaction. He scolded the crowd. He basically told the crowd to shut up. He scolded his team, his current team, and then he scolded some of the guys in the stands who gave up their weekend to the former players when he said, hey, by the way, you guys weren't so great sometimes either. I just looked at some of their faces, and it was funny, the reaction. But that obviously bothered him. It's certainly going to bother him a lot more if he loses to North Carolina in New Orleans in the Final Four in his last game. But at the end of the day, if I were him, I'd look at it this way. If he loses this game Saturday night, hey, I won the same amount of national titles as Dean Smith and Roy Williams combined.
Yeah.
I still have a winning record against North Carolina. And listen, does he really need 6 national titles instead of 5? I think his legacy is set.
Yeah.
Obviously, this would be a huge victory for him. But again, Roy Williams plus Dean Smith equals 5 national titles, and Coach K won 5 by himself. So I think he can live with that.
I don't see him going into retirement. Good. You know, some guys are just, he's too feisty. Well, what's he going to do? He's not going to sit around and golf and play bridge. That's not really him, right?
He'll give some corporate speeches. He's keeping his office on the 6th floor since the excerpts of my book came out, though. He's made it a point to say he's not going to have any control over the program. He's not going to try to impose his will on John Shire. Let's see how that plays out. He doesn't play golf. He doesn't read much. He does like to garden around his house. He tends to his gardens. He's going to do some speaking for quite a bit of money, and rightfully so. But he's a coach, and he's keeping his office. And when Shire needs some counsel, I'm sure he'll go to Mike. I'm sure recruits on campus will be ushered into Mike's office. It would make sense.
Right.
He says he's going to be mostly an ambassador, and that's it. But again, let's see how that looks in about 2 or 3 years.
Okay, Coach K, the rise and reign of Mike Krzyzewski. Let's put that up again. Just if you love history and the greatest college basketball coach of all time, somebody's going to probably be Ian, write a book about Saban when he leaves. This, it's fascinating stuff. And Ian, you know, I love you. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, Colin. Thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
So the Warriors, they just melted down last night. They're, everybody's hurt. Steph is hurt, and Draymond's hurt, and Clay this year is not quite Clay. Wiseman's hurt, the big guy. So right now, I mean, Steve Kerr's mad is madder than anybody else is mad. When he is, it's amazing he's so remarkable as a broadcaster, as a GM, as a coach, as a player. He is feisty. But they're falling apart physically, and, you know, the West is very good. What this makes me think of, because they're just, it's just, they're coming unraveled here, a little unglued, and a lot of it's just injuries. They have an old roster. You know what this tells me? Phoenix, and I've predicted they'll win the championship, they're going to roll through the West. And it's funny, fans often complain about media bias. And a lot of times I'm like, you know, it's like the cancel culture. Take a deep breath. It's been around forever. But, you know, fans are right about this because Phoenix analytically is so far and away the best team in the NBA. And who do I cover? The Lakers. Who does everybody else cover? Brooklyn and Kyrie and all their drama. The truth is, if you look at analytics, Phoenix is not only the best team, they're going to fly through the playoffs. The one or two teams out east may give them pushback. But Phoenix, so Phoenix has the best record by 8.5 games in the league. Analytically, they're the best clutch team in the NBA in years. Their net rating, I know this is all boring, it's like 32.5. The Bucks are second at 15. They're the best team. They have the best record. But there's no drama. They're healthy. Monty Williams never makes a headline. Devin Booker doesn't make a headline. Mikal Bridges never makes a headline. And the fans are right. The media is showing bias. Phoenix is easily the best team in the league. And we don't talk about them. They're more fun to watch than anybody else in the league. They play at a pace that's fantastic. They pass. They don't rely on the three-point shot, but they can hit it. They're the best watch in the NBA, bar none. Why don't we talk about them? The truth is, there's no drama. The coach is chill. The players are chill. You know, Phoenix is a big enough city to talk about. We talk about Milwaukee. But you know, we used to talk about Milwaukee more when we thought Giannis was going to leave. Now that he's not and they've won, nobody talks about Milwaukee. I understand the NBA is a story league, but Brooklyn and the Lakers, and I'm as guilty as anybody, get 10 to 20% of the coverage of the Phoenix Suns. And this is where I think it helps Phoenix. Okay, this is where it helps Phoenix. We all know they have a chance to be a dynasty because all their players except Chris Paul are young, right? So, and even when Chris Paul got hurt, they still won and often by a large margin, is that in the NBA, when you win big, the media and the fans just, Kobe, Shaq, Warriors, Heatles, and you get a publicity and the egos go up and everybody wants to get paid and they just blow up. Phoenix could be the rare dynasty we never talk about. They don't have flashy players. It's not a flashy coastal city. Their coach, Monty Williams, is one of the most chill guys in the league. They have virtually no egos. And by the way, Mikal Bridges, they already paid him. Devin Booker, they already paid him. Chris Paul, they already paid him. Now they're going to have a decision on Ayton, who I would pay, and I'd figure out a way to do it. I'd go over the cap. I would keep them all together, keep the band together, pay whatever you got to pay in the salary cap. They got an ownership issue. That's another segment. But it's interesting. If you're Phoenix right now, you're probably looking at the media going, look at this bias. You're totally right. The upside to it is, you have a chance to win this year, and I don't think the construct of the city, the team, and the franchise is going to ever attract glare because your most valuable player isn't a scorer, Chris Paul, isn't a vertical player. He's not a highlight player. Your best player is really, I mean, really, you know what he is? He's the quarterback that drops back, never runs, distributes the ball, barks at teammates, great post-snap. It's a little Brady, New England. I mean, the reason the band never broke up is, you know, the Steelers had a lot of drama. And go look around New England for all those years. It was Edelman. It was Brady. It was grumpy Belichick. I think one of the reasons it stayed together, they never got too glamorous. They never got too flashy. And that's the NBA thing. When you win, I mean, you just take the – I mean, Michael Jordan literally had to go hide. He had to leave the sport. I mean, he could not – go to a restaurant on the road. He had to hide in his hotel room. Phoenix, Mikal Bridges is never going to have to hide in his hotel room. And so, Phoenix, you are right. The bias in the media is ridiculous. I think it'll play to your strengths, and I think you're going to win going away this year in the NBA.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.